distance, Madison could see gorgeous sandy beaches and flecks of multicolored roofs. She'd been away for almost 5 years, with only a few flying visits in between, and seeing the only place she'd ever called home brought an unexpected lump to her throat. Ice-cold wind whipped Madison's long brown hair into her eyes, reminding her it was only the end of February. She pulled her flimsy jacket tighter. She'd lost her coat 6 months before, traveling through Thailand. And apart from the jeans and red jumper she wore, she had little more than shorts, bikinis, and t-shirts in her backpack. Aside from her yoga mat, which she'd hitched to the side, this was the sum total of Madison's worldly possessions. She'd have to rely on finding any old clothes she'd left at the Sunshine Hideaway, her aunt and uncle's beautiful home and guest house, to stay warm until she found time to shop. As the ferry drew closer, Madison saw the familiar dock with its wooden walkway that followed the water's edge, leading foot passengers through gleaming white railings to a variety of cosy tourist shops. Closest was Sprinkles, an ice cream parlour that served the best and most unusual desserts on Earth. Next to that sat the Rock Shop, which was always crammed with colourful fare, including sweets, ornaments made from seashells, and postcards from around the island. A couple of buildings down, Surf and Ride was already open, and a sign outside blew back and forth in the wind, offering boat tours and water sports gear rental. Not that there was much call for it in February. In the distance, behind the shops, Madison could just make out rolling fields. In the summer, those fields would be brimming with yellow sunflowers tipping their heads towards the dock. The view made her feel a combination of excitement and homesickness. Madison squinted at the crowd on shore, hoping to see Dee Walker, the Sunshine Hideaway's cook and one of her surrogate aunties when she'd been a teen. Instead, her attention fixed on a set of broad shoulders that had her stomach somersaulting. Madison quickly looked away, determined to ignore the burn on her cheeks and the tingling sensation dancing across her skin. What was he doing here? Connor Robertson had always had the same effect on her. It was annoying to discover that after all this time, nothing had changed. Infuriatingly, despite multiple efforts over the years to attract his attention, Madison had received little more than a dismissive nod of the head or a derisive comment, and she already knew today would be no exception. Madison picked up her backpack without looking at the shore again, and followed the crowd towards the steps that would lead her down to the exit. The ferry made a series of deep toots and then let out a long screech, signalling that it was docking. Madison pulled out her mobile to see if by some miracle the battery had recharged itself. It hadn't. She'd have to find Dee the old-fashioned way and look for her. "Shall I carry that for you?" A blonde man Madison had chatted to on the ferry, Tom something, she couldn't remember his surname, took her large backpack from her hands before she could reply. "Are you headed straight for your aunt and uncle's place, or have you got time for a quick drink?" he asked, looking hopeful. "Thanks for the offer, but you should know I have a boyfriend," Madison replied. This was true, strictly speaking. It wasn't the most stable relationship, but she wasn't looking for company, and the mention of a partner was usually enough to see off a would-be suitor. "Promise you're not making him up?" Tom said with a laugh. Madison shook her head. "He's called Seth Matthews, works for Greenpeace. Google him if you don't believe me. We met 2 years ago when I was travelling through Amsterdam." "Then have a drink with me, just as friends," Tom persisted. "You can fill me in on all the best places to visit while I'm here." "Perhaps another time," Madison replied, following as Tom trotted down the ferry steps with her backpack slung across his shoulder. "I'm going straight to the Sunshine Hideaway, just as soon as I find my ride," she explained. "People are expecting me at home." Saying the word home brought an unexpected warmth to Madison's eyes and throat. She'd been away since she was 18, and now she'd reached 23. It felt like the right time to finally stake her claim somewhere. With Tom still at her side, Madison scanned the hordes of people clustering around the ferry, but didn't spot Dee, which was odd. They'd messaged the day before and Dee had promised to pick her up. Usually when Madison arrived on Sunflower...